Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Pei Vav. We are up to Sivav, the last line on page 510. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Kol dover sherigilin lelapes boas apas. Any food item that is normally eaten along with bread, shiuro lelapes bopas hanecha l'shtei seudos. The shear that you would need of that food to make it the shituf mavuos is the amount of that food that you would normally eat together with bread of two seudos. V'chol she'ein melapsin boas hapas, and any food that you don't normally eat together with bread, shiuro kedei le'achol mimenu shtei seudos, then the shear that you have to use of that food is the amount of that food that you would eat in two seudos. U'basar chai lohavi liftan. Raw meat is not considered liftan, meaning a dip or an item that is eaten with bread. V'tzorach kedei sheyocha mimenu shtei seudos. And therefore, like we just said, you would need the amount of raw meat that you would eat in two seudos. Aval tzoli havi liftan. But roasted meat is considered liftan. It is considered that it's eaten with bread. Memela vishiuro lelapes bo shtei seudos. And therefore, the amount is less. It's the amount that you would eat together with two seudos of bread. Chometz havi liftan. Vinegar is considered eaten with bread. It's considered a dip of bread. V'chein yayin mevushal. And so too cooked wine. Aval yayin chai lo havi liftan. But live wine, undiluted wine, is not considered a liftan. Memela vishiuro shtei revi'ios. Therefore, the shear is the amount of wine that you would drink in two seudos, with is two revi'ios. V'chein shear sha'ar mashkin, and that is also the shear of other drinks. So says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Lamed Aleph, shiuro l'lapes bo, v'sagi bazeh. And that's enough. The amount of the food that you would normally eat in two seudos of bread is enough with something that's normally eaten with bread. We don't need that you eat, that you have so much of that food that you would normally eat if that was your whole suda. Sivkatan lamed beis, we said that basar chai is lo havi lifton. The ein regilin lapis boas apas, that's not something that is normally eaten together with bread. If you are bothered that raw meat is not normally eaten, so you're mechavin to the bir alocha. If you look at the bir alocha, he writes, ubasar chai, tzorach kidei, we're on page reish nun vav, right in the middle of the bir alocha. He says, I am Birashba Ubiritva Shatamwalza. Look in the Rashba and the Ritva who are bewildered by this. Tahabasar chai la barachiluhu. Raw meat is not even edible. So what do we mean when we're saying the basar chai is not a lift on, it's eaten on its own, not with bread, it's not eaten. Vitirtsu and the Rashba and the Ritva answer, the Iri Babasar Malua Harbe. We're talking about meat that was salted a lot, at she'enu necho machmas milcho, that it's not really eaten so much because it's so salty. Va'idei hamalicha nisrakech v'nasa roi la'achilu k'tzas. But through the salting, it has softened, and therefore it became a little bit edible. Va'otiris ha'ritva, and the Ritva answers another answer, de'ein kavanas hashas al chai mamish. When the Gemara talks about raw meat, it doesn't mean mamish raw meat. Ki imal basar shu mevushal ktsas ve'in mevushal kol tzarko. Rather, it refers to meat that's cooked a little bit, it's just not fully cooked. U'mistayeya misugi de Sanhedrin gabi ben sara mora dekari sham lebashal ve'in ubashal basar chai. There in Sanhedrin, the Gemara and the sugi ben sara mora refers to meat that is somewhat cooked as basar chai. V'zeru uya la'achila mikri, and that's called rei la'achila. So that's the two ways the Rishonim get out of this problem that raw meat is not normally eaten. It's not 100% raw, either because of the salting or stam, it was a little bit cooked. Continues the Mishabura of Aitin Sivkotan Lamid Gimel. We said that since the basar chai is not a liftan, you need the amount of it that you would eat as it is the two seudos. Says the Mishabura Ayin Beralacha, which we just did. Sivkotan Lamid Dalid, Tzoli Havi Liftan. We said roasted meat is considered something that's eaten with bread. Va'afil Yesh Makomo She'ochan Oso Below Pas. Even if there are places where they're eating the roasted meat without bread, Butla Daitan Eitzel Kol Odom, what they do is considered nullified, but what the majority of people do, v'chein basar mevushal dino ketzli, cooked meat is the same as the roasted meat, it is considered a lifton. Sevkatan lamed hey, the Mechaber said that chometz is a lifton. Vishiuro kedei letabel bo yorok mizon shtei seudos hanecha below pas. And the shear of chometz that you need, if you want to use that as your sheet of mavuos, would be the amount that you would dip in vegetables that you are eating as your two seudos without bread. Vinizbar ba poskim de shiuro ba revias, the poskim explain that that would be a revias of chometz that is needed. Sevkatan lamed vav, so to wine that is cooked, miloshon zamashma de shiuro kedei lalapes bo pashel shtei seudos. From this lashon it is mashma that the amount of cooked wine that you would need for your sheet of mavuos is the amount of cooked wine that you would have with two seudos of bread. V'yesh omrim dedai bechdei sheyavi mimenu lekinua shtei seudos. Some say it's enough to bring the amount of wine that you would bring for the dessert of two seudos. Aval rov haposkim ein sovrim kein, but most poskim do not hold that way. Sivkatan lamid zayin, we said that yayin chai is not considered a lifton. The ein derech lalapes bo, that's not normally eaten together with bread. Hilkach b'in adafka shir shtia shtei seudos. Therefore, you would need the measurement that you would drink as to seudos. To who shtei revios, that would be two revios. Continues the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Zayin. Mishtatvin b'shnei beitzim. You can also make a sheet of out of two eggs. Afilu chayim, even if they are raw eggs. B'shnei rimonim, two pomegranates. B'chamisha farsakim. You could have five peaches. B'litra yarak, a litra of vegetables. Bein chay ben mevushel, whether they're raw vegetables or they're cooked vegetables. B'polen lachin kemelo yad. When it comes to beans that are moist, so you need a handful, but tapuche yar with apples of the forest, mulo akav, a kavful. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan lamed ches, afilu chayim, we said you can make a sheet of out of two eggs, even if they are raw, the zimnin, the soadim, behen al piatchak, sometimes a person eats raw eggs in a pressing situation. Sivkatan lamed tes, we said, bishnei rimonim, b'chamisha, farsakim, the elu dvorim, regilim, lovel, lukinu, asuda, these items are normally brought as dessert of a suda, v'shir zeh dai l'kinua shtei sudas ibnei chashivusam, these amounts mentioned over here, the shtei rimonim, the chamisha farsakim, that is the measurement that one would eat for the dessert of two sudos because of their chashivas. Uba gemara isa od, the gemara brings further, the ma'arvin ba'asara egozim o ba'esrog echad, you could use as your shituf 10 nuts or 1 esrog, mehai taima de chashiva, for this reason that we just mentioned, that they are chashiv. Sivkata mem belitra yarak, a litra of yarak. The bapachos mizelo chashivi, less than that is not chashiv. Sivkata mem alef ben chai, v'chuli ayin la'el, b'sivkata chavav. Look earlier what we learned in sivkata chavav, and that was vegetables that could be eaten raw or cooked. So then they are good for a shituf if they are either raw or cooked, but they can't be somewhere in the middle, only partially cooked. Sivkata lamibes, b'polen lachin, with moist beans, shedarkon le'el chayin, that are normally eaten when they are raw. Kimelo yad, sivkata a handful, shezesh shir lalapes bo shtei seudos, that is the amount that you eat together with two seudos. Sivkotem em dalet, we said, b'tapuche yar, you need a molei kav. Lufi she'in derech lo'ochon ela ideatchak. The reason why you need so many tapuche yar is because usually they're not eaten except in a pressing situation. V'hari poskim cholkim alzeh, many poskim argue on this, v'daitem, and their opinion is, the b'chol tapuchim dino hochi debekav, that all apples have the same din, that they have to have a kav of apples for your shituf. Od isa b'gemara, further the gemara says, the gam t'morim u'grogros, also when it comes to dates and dried figs, hashir hu kumulo akav, that's also a measurement that's needed of a full kav. V'shemen shi'uro b'revias, the amount of oil that one needs is a revias. U'duvela, and fig cakes, shi'uro mona, the shir is a mona. Sevkotan memhei malo akav, debotzer mehachi lo chashivi, less than a malo akav, is not going to be chashiv. Let's just complete the shir with one more bir alocha, de v'maska malo akav. So we said at the end of the Mechaber in Sif Zayin, tapu chayar, need to have a malo kav. The bepochos mehochi lo chashivi, like we just saw in the Mishabura from the Gemara, that less than that is not chashiv. Then the Bir Alocha says, v'chol elu ha-shi'urim ha-ne'amorim b'simen zeh. All these shi'urim that are mentioned in the simen, dai afilu le'elef anoshim, it's enough for even 1,000 people. U'kemavur b'simen shin sameches l'inyan eruvei chatzeros, like we said earlier, in terms of eruvei chatzeros, the shtei seudos dai afilu le'elef, elef yoser, that as long as you have 2 sudos of bread over there, that will be enough for 1,000 or more people. Here also, we just extended not only bread, but for a sheet of mavuos, you could even use other food items. But again, however you measure the 2 sudos, whether it's falafis ben asapas, it's to eat on its own, but however you measure it, that will be enough for 1,000 or more. Beina shiurin hanemorim le'inyin acholin, continues the Berlocha and says these measurements of 2 sudos worth are both whether they are measurements that are said legabe eating or beina nemorim in mashkin, or whether it's talking about measurements that we're talking about liquids. Either way, the measurements given are 2 sudos worth of food or drink, and that's enough for 1,000 people or more. We will stop there and continue Mitzvah next time with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.